Hope for Reconciliation. Don't kill it, transform it instead. By Max Jenkar. It seems as though everyone keeps saying you need to let go of all hope if you ever want to get back with your ex. And while I get where these people are coming from, I reckon this advice is not only impractical, it's practically impossible to follow. Because trying to eradicate hope is like trying to stop feeling emotions altogether. Our brains just are not wired to be able to do that. I'd even go as far as to say that the problem isn't hope itself. The problem, the main reason for our suffering and reattraction failure, is because hope transforms into rigid expectations of how things should unfold with an ex. I mean, think about it. How often have you caught yourself saying things like, I know they'll come back, I just need more time. Or, once they see how much I've changed and grown, they will definitely want me back. These aren't hopes, they are expectations. And these expectations are what's actually keeping you stuck. In this article, I'll show you a different approach. One that doesn't require you to perform the impossible task of eliminating hope, but instead teaches you how to transform that hope from something that controls you into something that serves you. You'll learn why trying to forcefully eliminate hope backfires, how to distinguish between healthy hope and rigid expectations, and most importantly, a practical framework for managing your hope in a way that actually helps your recovery and ironically increases your chances of reconciliation. So let's dig in. Understanding hope versus expectations. There is a crucial difference between saying, I hope my ex and I can work things out someday, and I know my ex will come back once they realize what they've lost. The first statement acknowledges uncertainty while maintaining possibility. The second one, that's not hope. That is an expectation masquerading as hope. And when you start forming these rigid expectations, you unconsciously create a script in your head about how things should unfold. Maybe you think your ex needs exactly 30 days of no contact before they miss you. Or perhaps you believe that once they see your Instagram post with that sexy, spicy stranger, they'll come running back. Why the hell does this subtle distinction matter so much? Because when you're caught in expectations, rather than hope, three unhealthy patterns emerge. First, you start manipulating situations to fit your expectations. You engineer accidental run-ins or send calculated texts, all trying to force reality to match the script in your head. Two, you become hypersensitive to signs that confirm your expectations. A simple like on social media becomes definitive proof your ex misses you. You start living in a fantasy world of your own creation, essentially. And three, when reality inevitably deviates from your expectations, you crash hard. And I mean hard. Because it's not just the situation you're losing the entire future you'd constructed in your mind. And this is why so many people end up in this cycle of emotional highs and lows after a breakup. They're not really dealing with what is, they're constantly bouncing between their expectations and reality. How to transform hope, that is, from something that controls us, into something that serves us. Well, it all starts with a simple but powerful mental shift I developed. Here are some examples. Instead of telling yourself they'll realize what they lost, reframe it as, I hope they realize what they lost. Instead of, we'll get back together once they're done with this phase, say, I hope we get back together when they're ready. Instead of, they'll miss me during no contact, I want you to shift that to, I hope they miss me during this time apart. Now, this might seem overly simple, but here's why it works on a psychological level. When you add, I hope, you're doing three crucial things. You're acknowledging reality, Basically, you're admitting that you don't have control over the outcome, which actually helps reduce anxiety. Number two, you're maintaining the possibility of reconciliation without turning it into an expectation. And this keeps you from falling into that manipulation trap that we talked about earlier. And three, you're giving yourself permission to feel hopeful without becoming attached to specific outcomes. But here's where most people mess this up. They only half commit to this mindset shift. They say the words, "I hope," while still clinging to their rigid expectations. For this to work fully, you need to fully embrace this new way of thinking. So let's talk about how to do that. Making the transformation stick. Let me be clear, first of all, you will have moments of weakness. You will slip back into rigid expectations, and this is normal, and beating yourself up about it only makes things worse. So instead, I want you to see these moments as opportunities to practice this new way of thinking. So here's what you can do during those very vulnerable moments. First, catch yourself in the act. When you notice you're making definitive statements about your ex or your future together, that's your trigger to pause. Second, write it down. Actually write down what you're telling yourself. For example, they'll reach out once they see how well I'm doing. Third, rewrite it with "I hope" at the beginning. However, and this is crucial, add a statement acknowledging what you can control. So it becomes, "I hope my ex reaches out when they see how well I'm doing, and regardless, I'm going to keep focusing on my own growth." Again, this third step is what most people miss, but it's absolutely vital. Because while hope is healthy, it needs to be balanced with action focused on what you can control. Still, there will be days when this mental shift, this transformation, feels impossible. Days when hope morphs into obsession despite your best efforts. So when these moments occur, acknowledge your feelings. Never shut them down or fight them. Say to yourself, "I'm having a moment where hope is turning into expectations again." Just this simple acknowledgement can help break the spell. Think of it like holding a door open instead of trying to slam it shut. When you stop fighting against hope or trying to eliminate it completely, you actually reduce its power over you. The paradox of transformed hope. So the people who learn to hold hope lightly, without rigid expectations, they often end up being more attractive to their exes. Because when you're not bound by rigid expectations, you show up differently in interactions. You're usually more genuine, more present, and ironically, more attractive. After all, you're no longer trying to force an outcome or manipulate situations to fit your expectations. For example, person A has rigid expectations. Their ex texts them, "How are you?" They immediately think, "This is it. They want me back." And then they respond with an eager, lengthy message detailing everything they've been up to, hoping to impress their ex. On the other hand, person B has transformed their hope. They get the same text and think, "I hope this leads somewhere positive, but either way, I'll just be myself." So they respond naturally and unconditionally, without an agenda or any manipulation. And guess which person comes across as more attractive? Guess which person is actually more likely to rekindle things with their ex? But here's what's really interesting. Person B isn't just more attractive to their ex, they're also more emotionally stable regardless of what happens, because they're not hanging their entire future on their ex's response. Which brings me to a drum I've been beating on since the inception of this blog. Getting your ex back isn't actually about getting your ex back. It's about becoming someone who doesn't need their ex back to be okay. And this is where transformed hope becomes so powerful. Because when you can hope for reconciliation without expecting it, you create space for something even more important, your own growth. I mean, think about it. When you're not consumed by expectations about what your ex should do or when they should come back, you free up enormous mental and emotional energy. energy you can then invest in understanding yourself, learning from the breakup, and building a life you love. And all of this is to say that hope isn't your enemy. Rigid expectations are. You don't need to kill your hope, you just need to transform it. Because when you can hope without expecting, you create space for something powerful, genuine change. And it's genuine change that matters both for reattraction and for recovery.